الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا رحمة للعالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله. والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، ورحمة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا معينا، حتى تسلمه أرضك طورا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe. And may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the rest of the prophets, the last of the prophets, the rest of the role model for humanity, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the holy progeny, the ones who worked in the exact replica of the character of the Holy Prophet. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all. The topic that we're going to discuss, if Allah wants to the wills and have we have His help, and that if guidance is written for us, and that our hearts are open, our minds are open, and we're willing to learn, is the role of women or girls in the Western society. So before we can define roles, we would have to define the need that exists. So first, the discussion has to be of the need in the society, and specifically we're talking about the Western society. And then the second thing we should look at as far as the topic is concerned is the roles that are available to take care of those needs. And the third could be the criteria or the specific skills that are required for those roles to be fulfilled. And if anything else comes in to my mind, inshallah I will discuss that. And also, if you have any questions and answers afterwards, questions, we can also give you the answers, inshallah. So as far as the needs are concerned of the Western society, societies are based on collaboration of people. So societies are built when people decide to collaborate and take care of the certain things that are necessary for a society to survive. So in there is a need for doctors, lawyers, engineers, there is a need of mechanics, there's all of these different things that a society or people would require. That one person cannot do all of them, those would be the needs that would exist. And regardless whether it's a Western society or an Eastern society. As far as those different professions are concerned, individuals will take up a certain field, they will go into that, excel, and then take care of those things that are required by the community or the society in large, or the country that they live in. In the Western society, those are all of the needs that exist in the society are mostly based on materialistic gains and how to maintain a certain level of material sustenance. The society in the West does not really recognize needs for spirituality, for upliftment, for peace, tranquility. Although it might be something that they would say, but it's not really the priority. The priority deals with dollars and cents. And unfortunately, when our sisters also would like to take part in that, to become part of the society, their main goal is to be able to get a job and to bring the money which is required for that particular standard of living to be maintained. And in that, whether they're looking for a $60,000 job or 50 or 40, their focus is more towards that maintenance of a certain standard or materialistic needs. living in a society which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants humanity to have. He wants humanity to be able to take care of those materialistic sustenance or needs as means to be able to achieve the higher goal of spiritual upliftment and to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to become perfect, to have the qualities of Allah inside of their character. So the major difference here is that the Western society sees money as a goal, as a purpose, while in the Islamic system, money is actually looked upon as means, it's not looked upon as a goal. Meaning you're not living to earn money, you're living that money is required as means so that you can live a life in which you can achieve the purpose of the creation of what Allah has created us for. So if our discussion is going to be just on social sciences as far as the needs of a society is concerned, in a Western point of view, it will not be very beneficial for us. So what we should look at is the society that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for people to collaborate and to have all of these means for you to be able to achieve that goal. So, as far as societies are concerned, we're living in a Western society. So we are actually a community. We can't really call ourselves as a society. We are still a minority, but not for too long. Most probably in the next 10 to 15 years, we will become the majority. So what we should look at is the role that our sisters can play in our communities. So when we say that the role that our sisters can play in our communities, then we have to start looking at the needs of the communities and the community that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. There are many different verses in the Quran that describe, and through those verses and through the traditions of our brethren, we can sort of understand the difference between a group of people coming together and Ummah. Now Ummah in itself is another topic which will require a little bit more explanation, and I think we're far behind of becoming a Ummah. So we'll concentrate on community instead of society, if that's okay. So when you look at the community, the people that are coming together, they are going to be in an Islamic system helping each other with the means that are there, which can be money, which can be from other resources, material resources, qualities, skills, knowledge, all of that combined to help each other to be able to achieve that goal of becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or being able to become more of a perfect human being. So those are the specific needs. Now, as far as the roles of our sisters are concerned, they have to play a very important role. It's not just one role, but many different roles. One of the roles that they can play, obviously, in a community is that if they are mothers, then they will try to raise their kids with the intention that these kids are going to become part of the community which will try to be to achieve the goals that Allah SWT has specified. So, जो हमारी सूरत बात हो रही है वो अर्जी कर रहे हैं कि हम अभी सोसाइटी के लेवल पे जो है वो नहीं सोच सकते. जो हमें सोचना है वो कम्युनिटी के लेवल पे सोचना है, और कम्युनिटी के लेवल पे जब हम अपने रोल को अदा करेंगे, किरदार को अदा करेंगे, तो फिर हमारी कम्युनिटी में जब स्ट्रेंथ आएगी तो वो फिर हम उस वक्त सोसाइटी के हवाले से बात कर सकते हैं. और अर्जी कहता है कि ये जो पैसा है या जो मादी वसाइल है, ये इस्लाम के निज़ाम के अंदर मकसद नहीं है, बल्कि एक वसीला है जिस वसीले से इंसान उस मकसद तक पहुँच सकता है जो अल्लाह सुब्हानहु व तआला ने कुरान और हदीस और आयत मासूमीन और शान की आयत के हवाले से रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की आयत के हवाले से हम तक पहुँचाया है. अगर हमारी जहानबीनी, अगर हम जिस तरह से सोच रहे हैं या देख रहे हैं, वो मादा परस्त ग्लासेस से देख रहे हैं, तो फिर हमारी कम्युनिटी में और किसी और कम्युनिटी, हमारी सोसाइटी में किसी और सोसाइटी में इतना फर्क नहीं होगा. लेकिन अगर आप जिस निगाह से कम्युनिटी को देख रहे हैं वो निगाह जो है वो खुदा के बताए हुए अहकाम और उसकी हिदायत के मुताबिक है, तो आपको जो मुहिम चीजें जो इम्पोर्टेंट चीजें हैं वो आपको डिफरेंट नजर आएंगी। मसलन उसके अंदर फिर एक बहुत बड़ा सेंटर बड़ा इम्पोर्टेंट नहीं होगा, वो एक वसीला होगा लेकिन वो मकसद नहीं होगा। यानी एक बहुत बड़ी बिल्डिंग का ले लेना मकसद नहीं होगा कम्युनिटी का, बल्कि वो एक वसीला होगा कि वो उस वसीले से उस मकसद तक जो खुदा ने हमें दिया उस तक पहुंच जाए। लेकिन अगर हमारी एम ने वही मादा परस्ती की है तो फिर हम जब कम्युनिटी की बेटरमेंट का सोचेंगे तो हम उसी एक बिल्डिंग को मकसद बना के उस चीज को हासिल करने की कोशिश करेंगे। So, so you have to first try to look at the way that you're looking at things a bit differently. As long as you can play the role of having these kids who are going to become a strong part of the community, who are going to become the means to be able to achieve that goal that Allah SWT has specified. If you assist this, then you can help your brothers for them to become a strong part of the community so that we can reach the goal that is required. If you are wives, you can help the husbands in a way that these husbands can become a strong part of the community and achieve that goal. Once those things are taken care of, then looking at our own skill set, we can volunteer and participate in those events or things that we, our own selves, can take the leadership. Take the stand for it and use our skills that we have acquired to be able to help the community achieve that goal. Lekin jo jahan se cheez shuru hogi na wo ghar se hogi, wo center se nahi hogi. Yani ghar mein dekhna ye padega ki agar to aap behan hai to bhai ki kis tarah se madad ki ja sakti hai, agar maa hai to bachon ki tarbiyat kaise ki ja sakti hai, aur agar biwi hai तो शोहर की हेल्प किसने की जा सकती है, वो कम्युनिटी का एक स्ट्रॉन्ग पार्ट बन जाए। उसके बाद जो है जब घर से बात इसको हमने कंप्लीट कर लिया तो फिर जो नेक्स्ट स्टेप होगा वो इंडिविजुअल रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज लेकर जो सेंटर के अंदर वो काम करेंगे जिसके अंदर आपके पास वो स्किल सेट है या नॉलेज है कि कम्युनिटी जो है वो स्ट्रॉन्ग हो जाए। उसमें मसलन संडे स्कूल की टीचिंग है, उसके अंदर वॉलंटियर बेसिस पे बहनों से जो है वो उनके हो सकता है कि कुछ शरी मसाइल में रुके आप उसके बारे में इंफॉर्मेशन हासिल कर लें और बहनों की मदद करें, या हो सकता है कि खानवादे के मसाइल में जैसे फैमिली प्रॉब्लम्स हैं आप हो सकता है कि उसके अंदर एक रोल किरदार अदा कर सकें। रिश्तों के हवाले से बहुत ज़्यादा जरूरत होती है कम्युनिटी के अंदर के दो फैमिलीज को जो कि आपस में जिनका कुफ बनता है उनको आप मिला दें, उनके हवाले से जो है वो कोशिश कर लें। अगर आप देख लें कि कोई बहन है जो कि बहुत ज़्यादा मादा परस्ती की तरफ जा रही है, बस उसकी हर कॉन्वर्सेशन में सिर्फ जेवरात हैं और पैसा है और बड़ा मकान है और गाड़ियाँ हैं और कपड़े हैं, तो आप उनकी मदद कर सकते हैं कि उनकी जो सोच है उसको आप बदलें कि ये चीज़ें जो है वो मकसद नहीं है बल्कि वसीला है, मकसद हमारे कोई और चीज़ है। तो यू हैव टू काइंड ऑफ स्टार्ट फ्रॉम होम and then afterwards looking at your skill set, move into the community and take up those positions that cannot, those roles that cannot be taken care of by our brothers. For example, most of the problems that are generated in the communities, and I'm not being biased, I hope I'm not, I'm trying to be unbiased about this, of the little bit of experience that I've seen, the problems of the community, about 70-80% or more of the problems that arise, they start on the sister side. And they start, the problems, they start from there, the seeds are sown there, the roots are taken there, and then it branches out into the brothers. And then the brothers, they start having this sort of dilemma where they also have to defend their wife or sister or mother, and then they also have to deal with the issue that is being generated on the sister side. And I think my sisters could probably vouch for that, that they have seen that happen. And And while you're seeing this happening, you have a role to play. You have a role to play in which try to stop it. If you see that there are women sitting and they're just doing backbiting about someone, about their husband or about their brothers or about the sisters, it is our role and responsibility to do Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi al Munkar and to stop that individual from doing backbiting. We sometimes tend to think that our role in a community would be to give speeches or to answer questions or to do majalis or to volunteer and to arrange certain events and programs. But actually the roles, they begin first in the house. Second is that inside of that place where the sisters are in the enclosure, if you see things that are growing, things that are starting, وہاں پہ آپ ان کو جو ہے وہ ان بہنوں کے ساتھ بات کریں, ان سے کہیں کہ بہن اس سے کوئی فائدہ نہیں ہوگا, یہ بات بڑھے گی, اس کے بڑھنے کے بعد یہ آپ کے گھر میں بات جائے گی, دوسرے لوگ باتیں کریں گے اور کر کے ہماری جو کمیونٹی کی اسٹرینتھ ہے وہ ویک ہو جائے گی. تو بہتر ہے کہ آپ اس بات کو ادھر ہی جو ہے وہ ختم کر دیں. مجھے اس بات کا احساس ہے کہ ایک دوسرے کی بات ہم کم سنتے ہیں. یہ ممکن ہے کہ آپ لوگوں نے کوشش بھی کی ہو لیکن ایک دوسرے کی بات ہم کم سنتے ہیں اور برداشت ہمارے میں کم ہوتی ہے. تو اس حوالے سے جو ہے وہ تھوڑا سا دیکھیں کہ اگر آپ کے پاس پاسبلٹی ہے تو اس رول کو جو ہے وہ ادا کریں, کیونکہ اس وقت بہت زیادہ امپورٹنٹ ہے ہماری کمیونٹیز کے لیے. اچھا, اب اس کے علاوہ یہ کیا جا سکتا ہے کہ ہمارے پاس in our communities, as living in the West, there are certain professions that need to be chosen. I'm not sure about lady doctors, but I don't know if you have enough lady doctors in the community, but it becomes an issue for a lot of the sisters when they want to go to a doctor and they want to find a lady doctor, they have a hard time finding one. There's also a place where like in journalism, Allah SWT has made you and given you more potential that you are much better when it comes to writing and expressing yourself and describing things. So women tend to become better journalists than men. So that is another profession that you can look into. The other one which is very important, and I would urge my little sisters who are thinking, who are in high school or they're going to go into university or college, to look into law. We need sisters who have studied law and they become lawyers, more in the human rights and in the domestic problems, family problems, family issues. There's a very big need of our community. We do not have sisters who are actually going into that profession. In commercial and in other fields, you don't necessarily have to go, but if you want to go, you can. But this particular profession where family law and human rights or international law is something that is a very big need. Because if you as a woman, as a lawyer, would represent in human rights or you would try to defend human rights, your voice will be accepted a lot more than the voice of a brother. And the same thing in family law, the woman will be a lot more comfortable to be able to express their feelings to you, and you can also understand them, and maybe in certain cases you can even get that marriage which has come almost to the point of divorce, you can even try to turn that around. And that is becoming a very big issue for us, that people are coming together and then they are getting divorced in a very short time. And then they have to go through these legalities because they live in the Western society, and these legalities would mean that they would have to go to men and then talk, and they're not comfortable, and the situations that come about are not very good. And the third profession that is also in a very big need is counselors. We need our sisters to go into this field to get certified. as either marriage counselors or youth counselors in anything to do with counseling is a very big need. We don't have that, and a lot of the problems that arise of people getting divorced can be actually resolved if we have certified professionals who can do this. Because Allah has made you in a specific way and for specific tasks, there are certain professions that you can do a lot better than the brothers can. You can recite the love, Salama. So for my sisters who are coming right now, the topic that we're discussing is the role that our women or younger sister can play in the title of giving a society, but I sort of kind of a little bit modified it and made it into a community. Because I think society is a little bit far-fetched idea at the moment. So this is what we're talking about, and the things that we've already discussed is that first you have to identify the needs of the community, then you have to, once you have identified what the needs are, once you have identified what the needs are, then the roles can be chosen, and then those roles that you're going to choose to help the community would have to start from your home. So I personally, younger sisters now, so I mean, if you're a daughter, you can help your father, or you can help your mom. If you're a sister, you can help your brother. Wives can help their husbands. Because when you look at the Islamic history, the women have always played a role which was very critical in history, which has made Islam to survive. And that role that they have played is of a supportive role. The supportive role that they have played made gave the strength to, for example, personalities like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bibi Khadija sallallahu have played that role of supportive role, that when the people used to make fun of him, or when the people used to hit him with stones, or when he would come home bruised and battered and upset, it was Bibi Khadija sallallahu who would comfort him, who would give his heart peace, would give him strength, that he could carry on that mission in which in the beginning of Islam he was basically alone. It was Bibi Khadija sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other than that, he had no support. And the amount of support that Bibi Khadija sallallahu provided, it was amazing. It was that amazing that after she passed away, for 1 year, the Prophet had declared that whole year as the year of remorse, a year of sadness. And every time Bibi Khadija's name would come, he would cry. Can you imagine a personality like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He had such a support of Bibi Khadija that all of his life afterwards, he did not forget her, and just by mentioning of her name, he would start crying. And then if you look at the role that Bibi Fatma sallallahu played, she took over that role of support of Bibi Khadija sallallahu and started playing the same role. That when the Prophet would come with garbage thrown at him, you know, she would take care of him. She would give this peace and contentment to his heart that he could carry on his mission. If these women did not play those roles, I think it would be fair to say that Islam might not have survived. So do not consider a supportive role as something which is less than a role of leadership. After that, Bibi Fatma Zahra Sallallahu gave the support to Imam Ali Sallam and got the people of that time to recognize that Imam Ali Sallam is the true successor after the Prophet. And she gave so much support that when in all of the difficulties that she had to face, she never told what was actually happening to her from inside. That if she was to say, then Imam Ali would get upset and he would not be able to focus on the task at hand. And after she passes away, you see the condition of Imam Ali, how he was shattered. When you look at Imam Hussain and Bibi Zainab, Bibi Zainab playing the supportive role for two Imams of Imam Hussain, to help him to sacrifice what he had for the sake of Allah, and then afterwards to protect the message and to protect the cause of Imam Hussain, to help Imam Zainul Abidin to carry on. And we can go on this topic. When you look at history, women have always played these amazing roles of support, which has given the strong backbone to Islam to survive. So, if you can play that supportive role, regardless whether you are a sister, you are a daughter, you are a wife, you are a mother, to those individuals who are out there, who are taking the tasks which are very demanding, mentally, spiritually, physically, and if you can give them the support that they can find contentment and peace from you, they can carry on. But if we ourselves become an obstruction for them, if we ourselves become a source of stress for them, if our sentences hurt their feelings, and that they go through this mental punishment of what we have said to them, they will not be able to perform at their work, they will not be able to perform as a volunteer, and they will not be able to perform as a husband or as a father. So it is very important that we start from home. After that, in the community, as I mentioned to you, that when you are on the lady's side, if you see people backbiting, if you see people tell-telling, if you see people doing all of these things that become the cause for the division of communities, you let them know and you tell them, sister, this is not something that we should carry on. You know, this will become into a bigger issue and then we will not be able to handle it and this will become a cause for the disunity of our community. So let's not do that. If you see a sister, maybe her hijab is not proper, you can help them out to wear a proper Islamic dress so that they become a source of strength for others. Right? So, after that, once you feel that you are comfortable, then you can take higher roles. You can take the role of organizing events, you can do speeches, and then I mentioned about different professions that you can go into. One, if you remember, I mentioned to you was journalism. That we have a very big need of our sisters to go into that field. We have for lawyers to become human rights lawyers or family law to do that. And the third thing, a profession I had mentioned, was counseling. That we need our sisters to join those professions. Okay? And I mentioned lady doctors as well. I'm not sure how your community is, but this also tends to be a need. So, In short, there are many things that you can do, but you have to start from home. Again, for example, like our behen hai, wo bahar bahut zyada kaam kar rahi hai aur bahut zyada community ki support kar rahi hai, lekin agar uska ghar affect ho raha hai, to wo kaam jo community mein wo kar rahi hai, wo uski ahmiyat khuda ki nigah mein kam ho jayegi. जो कि देख रहे हैं हमें सुन रहे हैं लेकिन जो हमने आपको रोल दिया था कि आप घर के अंदर अदा करें एक सपोर्टिव रोल वो आपने अदा नहीं किया अपने खानवादे को छोड़ के आपको फिक्र हो गई दूसरे खानवादों तो जरूरी है कि इंसान अपने घर से उसको शुरू करे और हर घर एक यूनिट है आपकी कम्युनिटी का। जैसे एक दीवार होती है, हर ईंट जो है वो दीवार का हिस्सा होती है। अगर ईंट के अंदर कमजोरी हो या ईंट जो है वो टूट जाए या उसके अंदर मुश्किल आ जाए तो दीवार गिर जाती है। अगर आप ऐसा कभी तो सब होना चाहिए कि आपका घर एक बोझ नहीं, आपका घर एक यूनिट है, एक ईंट है उस दीवार की। अगर कम्युनिटी की स्ट्रेंथ है तो आपके घर की स्ट्रेंथ से कम्युनिटी की स्ट्रेंथ है, और अगर कम्युनिटी वीक है तो वो कम्युनिटी की वीकनेस आप हमारे घर से, क्योंकि हम यूनिट है उस कम्युनिटी का। अगर हम अपने बच्चों पे काम करते हैं तो वो एंड में हमारी कम्युनिटी को स्ट्रेंथन करेंगे। अगर हम अपने जो शोहर है या जो हमारे भाई हैं, अगर हम उनकी हेल्प करते हैं, उनको सपोर्ट करते हैं, तो वो कम्युनिटी को स्ट्रेंथ देंगे। तो ये कभी ना आप सोचें कि आपके घर का काम सिर्फ घर की चार दीवारी के अंदर है। नहीं, आपको मैंने मिसालें फातिमा की दी हैं, हजरत खदीजा सामने की दी हैं, मैंने आपको बीबी जैनब सामने की दी हैं, और बहुत सारी आपको तारीख में ऐसी मिसालें मिल जाएंगी। तो ये इम्पोर्टेंट है कि आप अपने इस घर के अंदर, a lot of the times people tend to think that, you know, in Islam women cannot play the role of leaders, that we are sort of a bit of an oppressive regime when it comes to women, or mashallah Islam thinks of women as less than men, or that there are more restrictions for women than there are for men, that men have more freedom and women don't have that much freedom. ये बात समझ में आती है कि अगर कोई वो शख्स जो कि काफिर है, जो कि इस्लाम को एक उस निगाह से देख रहा है, वो अगर इस तरह की बातें करे तो समझ में आती है। लेकिन जब हमारी अपनी बहने इस तरह की बातें करती हैं इस्लाम के हवाले से, तो वो थोड़ा सा मुझे अजीब लगता है कि वो कह रही होती है कि इस्लाम हमें जो है वो फ्रीडम नहीं दिया, इस्लाम हमें कम समझता है, इस्लाम में ये है, इस्लाम में वो है, इस्लाम में मर्द के ज्यादा हकूक है, हमारे कम हकूक है। ये जो बातें हमारी बहनों की जबान से हम सुनते हैं तो उसमें थोड़ा सा ताज्जुब होता है। जब गोरे बात करते हैं, ओरिएंटलिस्ट बात कर रहे होते हैं, तो उसमें इतना ताज्जुब नहीं होता, बिलाकर उनकी बातें ही इस तरह की है। ये मसला कहाँ से शुरू होता है कि हमने इस्लाम के हवाले से जो हमारे जिम्मेदारियां या जो हमारा किरदार है या जो हमारे पास इख्तियार हैं, हम उसके हवाले से नहीं जानते। इस्लाम के अंदर औरत का जो मकाम है, वो अगर आप उसको अहदीस को देखें और बाकी कुरान की भी आयात को अगर देखें, उसकी तफसीर को देखें, तो हकीकत में कुरान ये औरत का जो मकाम है वो आपको ऐसा लगेगा कि मर्द के मकाम से बालातर है। यानी खुदा ने मुझे इतना एहतराम नहीं दिया कि कोई, यानी औरत को एहतराम दिया कि ये खुदा का हक है कि वो हिजाब पहन के अपने आप को जो है वो एक उस मॉडेस्टी के ड्रेस के अंदर आए, और मर्द के ऊपर यह है कि वो उसकी तरफ उस तरह से निगाह न करे कि अगर किया तो एक गुनाह कबीरा किया। कि उनकी शान ऐसी है कि उनकी उनके तकद्दस को, उनकी इफ्फत को, उनकी हया को प्रोटेक्ट करने के लिए अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला ने ये अपना हक रख लिया कि अगर कोई बहन इस हिजाब को करती है, इस्लामी ड्रेस को पहनती है, तो वो हकीकत में खुदा के हक को अदा करे। रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने जो बीबी फातिमा ज़हरा सामने आके लिए इज्जत दिखाई कि वो जब आती थी तो वो खड़े हो जाते थे, वो ना कि सिर्फ उनकी शख्सियत जो कि उनका मकाम, बल्कि औरत के मकाम के हवाले से, क्योंकि उस कल्चर के अंदर औरत को सप्रेस किया जाता था, औरत को जिंदा दफन कर दिया जाता था। तो उस कल्चर को चेंज करने के हवाले से भी रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने यह एहतराम जो है वो बीबी फातिमा ज़हरा सामने को दिखाया। तो आप उन चीजों की तरफ ना जाएं कि जो मर्दों को मिले, आप ये देखें कि आपको खुदा ने क्या दिया है। और जब आप ये देखेंगे कि खुदा ने आपको कितनी जिम्मेदारियां दी और किस तरह से आपको तकद्दस दिया है और आपकी हस्ती को प्रोटेक्ट करने के लिए कितने उसने कानून बनाए हैं, और किस तरह से आपको वो जिम्मेदारी दी है कि जो इमाम की सिपाहियों को तैयार कर सकते हैं, कि माँ के खून के अंदर उसने यह असर रखा है कि अगर माँ अपने आप को, अपनी इफ्फत को, अपनी हया को, अपने तकद्दस को बचाती है, तो उसके खून से जो वो बेटा जो है या बच्चा है वो उसके खून से उन चीजों को लेकर इमाम के लिए, इस्लाम के लिए वो एक रोशन सितारा बन सकता है। तो ऐसा नहीं है कि आप ये फील ना करें कि इस्लाम इस तरह से करता है। हाँ, ये जरूर है कि हमारा जो जिस कल्चर से हम आए हैं, our culture was sort of assimilated into, or we lived with the Hindus and the Sikhs, and in that kind of culture, the woman does not, the worth of a woman is not that much. And there are some places where they would, if the husband would die, then they would have the wife sit on the dead body of the husband and be lit by fire, that they would burn them alive. And that once, if the husband dies, then she cannot get married again. And so many of the other things which sort of seeped into our society and culture. And we took them as values for our own self, when it was not really values given to us by Islam. It was values of two cultures coming together. And the same thing is happening here too. That we are bringing the Eastern culture, which has all of their pros and cons and so forth, not talking about culture at the moment. But then we have the Western culture. And then these two cultures, they come together and they start, some of the things go into this culture, some of the things they come into the other culture. And then you have this mutation of a culture which is always in conflict with each other, where the actual goal or purpose is lost and it's just bickering and fighting and so forth. That women want to have all of these freedoms and liberties which are actually injustice to them. Just as an example, what if, you know, you've seen those big trailers that are, you know, the 16-wheelers, 18-wheelers, you've seen those things. Like they have about a 1-ton or 2-ton or a load of cargo. What if we put that container on the back of a Honda Civic and say to the Honda Civic, okay, since you are also a machine, since you have wheels, since you have an engine, since you sort of look like a trailer, you're going to have to push that. And because trailers and because there are similarities in between, so the trailer is the same, you're the same. But there are slight differences in size and the engine power and so forth, but both are machines, both are vehicles, so you have to do that task. It's equality. It's not equality, it's injustice. Right? So a lot of the things which this Western culture and society talks about, equalities, actually is injustice to women. And the women, I would say, are more oppressed and suppressed in the Western society than the Eastern society. Because they're given those tasks which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make their bodies for, or their psyche for. And the sort of false mirage of this sort of freedom and equality is given to them. And what you see now is that most of the women in the West are depressed, stressed, and they are not content emotionally or in any other way. And a lot of them, when they see you having this sort of respectful demeanor and people respecting you because you're wearing your Islamic dress and because, you know, you are so strong and convinced in your religion and your faith that you will have that, a lot of them, they look up to you. Right? So, not to get into that discussion of the concept of Western society of what a woman is, but just in a sentence, woman is being used for the benefit of man in every single aspect of that man's life. And she has just become a tool for getting the benefit for the people who are ruling the world and the societies and the cultures. And it's very, I think, demeaning to the to a woman. When they start looking at your hijab and saying, this is a restriction, you should let them know this is not a restriction. This is because of my holiness that this holiness needs to be protected. Have you seen the nuns? Why do they wear that scarf and why do they have this sort of long dress and nobody can actually see their figure? It's because their holiness is being protected, because they are holy. Right? So, we have to change the frame of our mind, the way we think, the way we are looking at things. We have to sort of come to this conclusion and contentment and understanding that Islam is a religion which has given us rights and responsibilities, because the Creator of ours knows best what to give us and what not to give us. It's not a matter of man is better and woman is less, or woman is better and man is less. They're both there for a certain task. Allah SWT has made them that particular way. And when they work together, what happens? The unit of communities become, and that those units of communities make either a stronger community or a weaker community. And when the communities become strong, and the more communities become strong, it turns out into a society. And when more societies become strong, it becomes into a country. And when countries become strong, you get the whole earth a strong unit. But it starts from where? It starts from your domain, from home. Right? So, agar aap bhi koi sawal hai, aap puch sakte hain. If you have any questions, you can ask. I was told that I have to say some words in Urdu as well, so I'm trying my very best. For the sisters who do not understand Urdu, I'm sorry, but I have to do that. And the sisters who cannot understand English, I'm sorry, I have to do that. So. Are there any questions?
Why
Right. See, when they ask you those questions, some of these questions that people are asking you, either in the workplace or in the university or school or colleges, they are actually genuinely asking you about this. I know, but because they have seen the media and then and the propaganda that has been made, and a lot of our own sisters who are Muslims, who are in the workplace, and they are like saying that, you know what, oh, this is an oppression of women, and we are liberated here, and thank God we are here. If we were back home, we would be like this, we would be like that. So because of those factors, they're actually, some of them are actually genuinely, they're asking the question because they don't know. Right? But some of them are actually just taunting. You know? They're just taunting and they want to see your reaction and then get into sort of like a debate of back and forth, and where they don't really want to know why. They just want to do that. Right? Yeah, especially like after 9/11, like, yeah. And what they hear in the news, especially about Afghanistan, a lot of the things that come out from there. See, the thing is, they had a system a while back where the church used to rule. That their society was based on religious laws. And that the priest or the pope had the ultimate power. Okay? And in those laws, it was such that because it was religious laws and divine laws, that people should become divine. कि वो चाहते थे कि लोग मुकद्दस बने, चाहते कि लोग जो हैं वो गुनाह ना करें, चाहते थे कि लोग चोरी ना करें, चाहते थे कि लोग जो हैं वो अपने दीन के ऊपर चलें, चर्च में आएं, संडे को अच्छे इंसान बनें, ये सारा कुछ. They wanted them to be like that. But because the priests manipulated their position in such a manner that they became the secular. They said that religions and tenets and fundamentals of religion is going to stay in the church. So if you want to be a nun, yes, you wear the hijab. But if you don't want to be a nun, you're going to be in the society and you're going to play those roles, then there's no place for hijab. Then in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, the women were more as, domestic engineers. Meaning they used to take care of the house. Right? Domestic engineers. So it's a good title. If you want, you can have it. Somebody asks who you are, I'm an engineer. I'm a domestic engineer. So in the 70s, the trend started to change, and the women started to come more and more out, and they started to have different roles and jobs and so forth. And when they came into that workplace, they were harassed. Their pay was not the same as the man's pay. They were not given the same rights as the men workers. And they had to work harder to be able to keep their jobs. And because of this oppression that was done on them, they decided that they need to have these rights and so forth of equality and so on, and they came out on the streets and they started this movement. In that, trying to defend themselves and trying to gain those rights, they forgot that actually these things that they're asking for is going to get them to a place where they're just going to become tools. Where they're just going to become tools for dollars and cents, for the corporations to become more, for the products to be sold, for an image to be put on a magazine, and for that magazine to be sold, for them to have all these different makeups and different fashions and different trends and summer colors and this color and that color and reality shows and degenerates and all of these other people, coming about and all these like morning talk shows and all of this, so that this whole industry can be supported, so that the women feel that we are getting something, when in reality, when they look inside, they are empty. Unless and until the society comes to this conclusion, they will not be able to correlate with the Tapadvus, the piety, righteousness, the Bibi, Mariam, Sallallahu, and the nuns that are there. Yeah.
But we're talking about the needs for our communities. I think one of the biggest needs for our community is for women to be knowledgeable in religion enough so that they can teach others to knowledge in religion. And I say specifically women because there are very few women in our communities who actually go in that field.
Right.
And very few women who actually go far in that field. And you were talking about how everything that we do for our community should start from our home. Actually, when I was in Iran this summer, I was really struck even there by the comparative lack of female scholars, or female arifas and stuff like that, whereas the brothers had so many and and one of the things that I found was actually because of being tied to the home, and I don't mean that in a bad way, I mean that because they have those responsibilities first and foremost, and it makes sense for them to have responsibilities.
Right.
My question is, how do you reconcile that? How do you say that there is this great, great need for women to go into that field, but on the other hand, they aren't able to, a lot of them, because of this responsibility that they have in the field?
But can I just add on to this question? I was thinking that we are always being told that women have these responsibilities, that they have to support their spouses to go into this field and to do volunteers, to do all that great work to help in the way of Allah. So why, for example, she's still not married, and I am married, and what I have experienced throughout my life, that we do lack a lot of teaching to the spouses, to the men, who need to know that women would have some responsibilities, and if they kind of I'm not sure, maybe I'm wrong according to Shara, but I would like to know that how Shara has described that the men could share our responsibilities, like home responsibilities, so we could go out and help and work in the community,
right.
Or is it not allowed at all?
Okay, I mean, we can try to look at both of your questions with a few different angles. We'll try our very best with the help of Allah SWT. It is a very important question. As far as the communities are concerned right now, we'll start off with the problem and then we'll go towards the solution. As far as most of the communities are concerned now, there are zakiras. Like, there are individuals who will recite majalis, but they themselves are actually reading the majalis of other people which are written, and then they're just either narrating it, or they will take a couple of, or more than two or three different majalis and combine them together and cut and paste, and they will make up a majalis. And a lot of them, they are actually very much sincere. They want the benefits for this world and also for the hereafter. There are very few that actually made that as a sort of like a materialistic way of them earning $200-$300 an hour or whatever the case happens to be, right? But the what needs is there should be women. Jamia Dazar actually has a lot of students. I don't know if in the summertime there's not that many, but if you go during the school year, there's a lot of women, mashallah, that are studying. That they can go, especially before getting married. Because once you're married, then there are other sort of responsibilities, as the sister who was just mentioned. But before you get married, you can go and you can gain enough sort of knowledge, keeping in mind that it's not the community that you're going to help, but your kids. That your first students, after having those religious sciences learned, are going to be your own kids. So after that, once a child is about 14 years of age, they have become baligh, if the proper work is done, those years are dangerous years, but if proper work is done, there is less supervision and time which is required than when they are 5. You know, like if you have these little brothers who are like 2 or 3 years old, the mother has to be 24/7 after them. You know, they are falling, they are hungry, the diaper needs to be changed, you know. I know of this because I've seen 4 of my kids grow and my wife, you know, running after and doing everything. Once they become 14 and older, there is a possibility that the sister who has acquired the religious sciences can now branch out of her house and go into the community and teach. There is such a massive need for our sisters to learn, and it is not a need which is catered to. And you guys have objected that too, which is your objection is Salam Kumpe, you're right. That most of the time that an alim comes, it's spent with the brothers and so forth, and the sisters, they don't get to have much of the time and the questions that are there. Going on tours like I do, that probably is not going to be possible. Unless the kids have gone to university or they are completely out of the house and there's a lot less interaction which is required. Because imagine that if I was the wife and I was out 6 months out of the year, going on the speaking tours and all this other stuff while the kids were being raised by my husband. Good enough, I mean, you know, he could probably change the diapers and he could probably do, you know, feed them, give them spoon, feed them or whatever the case it is. But the child is not going to grow up as he or she would grow up when the mother is feeding. When the father is changing the diaper is one thing, but when the mother is changing is another thing. I've seen the difference. Like, whenever if I have tried to do, it's different. When I try to feed them, it's different. When I hold them and try to put them to go to sleep, it's different. There is something that Allah SWT has given to you which I don't have. No matter how much, what I'm going to do, I'm not going to get it. Right? But I think we have to look at it in different sort of phases. So the sisters were not married. We probably had the best opportunity to go and learn, full-time stay there for as much time as they need. And the first students, they have to make sure that the first students are their kids. When they grow up, they become balig, and less interaction or less of your time is required. You can then allocate your time when they are going to school or on the weekends or something like that, where you can go and help out the community. Or even in your house, people can come to you. There are many issues of fiqh that you are not comfortable in talking to an alim, and I don't blame you for it. If I had to go to a lady doctor and try to explain the things, I would also not be comfortable. It's very simple. We need to have a person who is there for the sisters, that they can go to her house, they can spend some time, ask us questions, get the answers and come home. And I think right now there's more of a need for our sisters to go to Qom than it is for our brothers. I tried in the beginning in 94 to work just with the youths. मैं कोई उर्दू में तकरीर नहीं करता था उर्दू अभी भी आपने देखा कि हमारी वो ऐसी कोई खास नहीं है एक्सेंट के साथ अजीब अकड़ी पानी लेकिन शुरू में हमने ये कह सोचा कि यूथ के ऊपर काम करते हैं वर्क ऑन द यूथ नाउ वी विल वर्क ऑन द यूथ अ सिस्टर फॉर एग्जांपल विल डिसाइड टू वर्क हिज जॉब एंड देन आफ्टर इट ऑल शी कम एंड दीस आर ट्रू लाइक ट्रू स्टोरीज शी वुड कम टू मी एंड से मौलाना सिंस आई स्टार्टेड टू वर्क हिज जॉब माय डैड इज सेइंग नोबडी इज गोना कम एंड प्रपोज टू यू So you should take your hijab off. And I was like, okay, you know, obviously you don't have to listen to your father, but when I say that, I'm giving her an opportunity for her now to decide when she's going to obey and when she's not going to obey. So I came to the conclusion that it's not just the youth that you have to work on, you have to also work on the brothers as well. So Urdu mein jo hai, 6-7 saal se phir, अब ज्यादातर उर्दू में बात करते हैं भाइयों ने काम किया अब भाई जो है वो मसलन वलीउल्लाह बन के दर्स में बैठ बैठ के उनकी इतनी ज्यादा इंफॉर्मेशन आ गई हो गया तो अखलाक पढ़ा इरफान पढ़ा ये वो सब कुछ पढ़ लिया शेर हदीस और इस तरह की चीजें एंड व्हेन दे वुड गो होम एंड ट्राई टू टॉक विद द सिस्टर्स लेवल एंड देयर लेवल वुड नॉट मीट एंड दे वुड बी लाइक ओ वी वर आउट टू मच इन दिस एंड दैट तो I came to the conclusion that all of the family units of the house need to be worked on. If you just focus on one, it's not going to work. If you focus on two, it's not going to work. It has to be focused on the youths, on the brothers, and on the sisters. And if you focus on all three, it is possible that some of the problems of our communities will start getting resolved. तो बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है कि आप जाएं स्पेशली दोस्तों माय सिस्टर्स वर नॉट मैरिड दिस इज द बेस्ट अपॉर्चुनिटी माय वाइफ हैड डन दैट शी परफॉर्म्ड हर हज शी हैड गोन ऑन शी हैड डिसाइडेड टू गो टू द हाउस बाय हरसेल्फ एंड देन वी गॉट मैरिड सो वी वेंट टुगेदर सो शी स्टडीड इन जामिया तुज़हरा But a lot of the people in the community would come and say, okay, can you give speeches and so forth? And she would say, no, I have my students at home, which is my kids. So once eventually they grow up, maybe it is possible that, you know, she still gets some calls, you know, people asking about some fake problems. And then if she doesn't know the answer, she asks me, and then, you know, I can tell her or whatever the case is. But she is a little bit of an influence. But if she decides to help the community, then my kids are going to be lost.
I was struck by the lack of scholars, female scholars now. I wasn't talking about students, because yeah, there are thousands of students in Dr. Zawad's study. I was talking about this, the teachers, in the sense that like we had about five female teachers and four male teachers, and the three out of four male teachers were very good. All of the girls were there. We were very much influenced by them. Very much, you know, it would take so much from them. But the female teachers weren't up to the same level. So, and like, okay, so I'm trying to say that with the program that you mentioned too, like if you go before you're married and then you, you know, study for a while and you come back and your children are your students, even that isn't a long enough time for to become, you know, to go as far as you decide to spend.
Well, I mean, you're right, the number of the women that would have been like in household for 25, 30 years or more or less are less. But the main reason behind that is that, you know, as, again, the household, the responsibilities and so forth do not allow. And also they see it that if we have strength in Iran, it's because of our house. The 8 years that Iran and Iraq war was there, it was the mothers who played a very big role. They would sacrifice one son and they would not have any remorse or sadness and say, take my other sons. Right? So, their role that they are playing is in all different other fields as well. And then plus they understand that their household is the unit which gives the strength to the Islamic revolution. So there are reasons why you don't see that, but in the West that we are talking here, we don't have anybody. Hardly. I know in GTA we have three or four sisters who have studied from Qom and they have come back. There are some sisters who are actually just doing translations. They're at home, they're taking care of their kids, and they're translating books. So there's different things that you can do, not necessarily just speeches. But you can also do speeches, considering that, like in the beginning how I answered it, if you just look at that, it is possible, it is applicable, you can do that. Any questions from my little sisters?
Or